Dr. Kissinger calling.
The President?
Hello, Henry. How are you?
Okay. I hope you had some good weather down
there. Oh, yeah. It was bloody hot.
Good.
But it was not so, no rain.
Mr. President, actually nothing much has happened.
Good.
The casualties this last week were 34, and they didn't include the 31.
Did not?
No.
Why not?
Because they haven't notified the next of kin yet. They don't listen until the next of kin.
Oh, I see.
But we're trying to get them expressed in all the federal ways.
Why not? That's right. Fair enough, isn't it?
So far, the casualties is at the end of Wednesday.
Yeah.
I was advised that
there were 34 without any of the 31?
Yeah.
They might have had some in
there. Oh, they might have had some. I've been trying to track that down.
Well, that's all right. That's good. That's good. Well, it's good to have 34 this week because I'm not planning a conference on Friday.
Great. Have you decided whether that will be in the evening or?
Oh, yeah.
Because we've got something conflicting. I've had people prepare this.
Well, it has to be at night, aren't
right? Well, there was some. We got some word that you were reconsidering and might have it only in August.
I don't know.
Mr. President, the one thing I did want to mention, discuss with you is the meeting with you. I have had research done on how many times the end of ground combat has been announced this year.
Uh-huh.
And Laird alone has announced it already 15 times.
Has he?
And Rogers has announced it about 7 times. Also, I...
So it doesn't mean much, huh?
My grave concern is this, that the minute you announce this, that we have now have Vietnam happily on the back pages of the newspaper.
Yeah.
The minute you announce a meeting with you, all the Harrimans and company will scream to high heaven.
What, do you think we can get out of it?
Yes, I think we can. I've put a hold
I
on
just,
it.
I just...
And my
I'm not too damn anxious out there. I'd like to have something positive on Vietnam this month, but
well,
we
Mr.
can't
President,
do it.
What I think is that by the middle of June, we will know whether the Vietnamese accept our proposal or reject
right.
it.
Right. And then if they
reject it, we can go out there, announce the end of combat, and make the proposal publicly together with you. Everyone will say that you're a genius for having got you to do it. If the Vietnamese accept
what
is, it,
then make go out and make a proposal.
As a joint?
You mean a proposal for a ceasefire?
For the whole package.
Leading out the other thing?
No, deadline and everything. Let them reject it publicly. If they accept it, you will have to seat you in order to keep the thing from blowing up. And then we can take the heat because we will be in the same position as we were with the Mansfield Amendment that 2 or 3 weeks later.
Yeah,
a solution will surface.
But you don't think that this announcement now means that?
I honestly don't think so. I talked to Phil today.
Yeah.
Showed him the cable, there was no problem.
What's he think?
He made the same thing.
He'd rather wait?
Yes. And I...
Fine, well then, you know, another thing you can do, let him think that, which is true, that you're weighing that, you would have to just wait and see. But he doesn't know about the other meeting.
Oh, no. But we will hold so many more cards. You see, by the middle of June, I think we will have had Semyonov here and signed the accidental war agreement.
Yeah.
So we will have a number of things going. We will have had the Chinese reply. We will have them know what the cards look like. We have to see him this month. I mean, he's been promised it.
Well, that's the point. We have to see him.
But I think we can see him between the 20th and 30th and be a lot more effective. Even if we only make a troop announcement then, it will be closer to the time that the combat obligations actually start. I frankly believe that you lose more than you gain. I'm sending you a memo which has the whole record of what has been said to you. I'm just afraid that some people are going to say, so what else is there? And that you will be accused, and you just won't...
The only thing is, I don't know what the hell more we can pull up about. Let's assume we don't get anything out of Paris, which is probably not easy.
But
then you come out and just what do you say?
Denounce. Well, then we can do two things. Denounce the end of combat, and we make the offer of the withdrawal. We know it will get turned down. Then everyone will say, the reason you got you the midway was to get him to agree to that proposition.
Well, let me say, I'm on the team. I fixed it, except I'm just concerned about the debates. We're after the lines. Heavy shelling from our Russian people. They subside. Drafty things. But it may be that isn't enough to
I'm
try to
say that it isn't enough. You can sleep over it if you don't have
to. No, I know. Well, if it isn't enough, there's no reason to do it. So,
my instinct is, and Haig, right independently, came to the same view. But the average American may not have heard all these things that they had about us with them.
Yeah. You would have. The average American, they've been saying it, but they haven't gotten through to the consciousness. You check the polls, they don't believe that we're even going to get out. So you see, sometimes you never want to think the sophisticates what they say until they hear it. We can't repeat too often.
But I think that by the end of the month, say by June 25th, or whatever future it will be today, you can work out, you will see your part much more clearly. Because one thing that I was going to suggest to you tomorrow, Mr. President, if you agree, is we ought to give the Russians an ultimatum on the summit in about 2 weeks, telling them if they don't agree now, then you'll just defer it till next. It's living dangerously.
Yeah.
But we can't let them play the game with us.
What's the purpose here? Well, let's see. This is June. In 2 weeks, you say we'll be around the 1st of June.
But
all of the 15th.
See, then if we have announced the summit, know we are going to get a summit, I think.
I don't know as if we can get anything out of it.
I think we can, Mr. President, because yesterday, Dufresne and I told him about your decisions on the Fleetsburg.
Yeah.
He's now come in with a huge package on the economic aid they want.
Yeah.
And I just don't see why we should dribble it out to them and they give nothing in return.
I agree. Well, and I spoke to these editors down there today. I talked to him about the whole thing. So, very guarded. Negotiating to go forward.
I think if we tell them, Mr. President, that they either have to tell us now.
Yeah.
They are trying to play Berlin. They're trying to keep. Also, if we get a summit commitment out of them, it will put pressure on the Gulf negotiators.
Well, if you get getting a commitment isn't enough, Henry. We've had that before.
No, and an announcement.
That's what I mean. They've got to announce it.
And
we've got to say that, look, we've got to make an announcement. Get over there.
But then giving the economic commitments makes some sense. Otherwise, they're going to harvest everything.
Yeah.
And then play it to their maximum advantage.
You didn't talk about to him about summit today, did you?
No. Monday. No, he said that if these things work out, bigger things will follow. But,
well, they help.
But they can't play. I don't think we should let them play with us.
Well, that's bigger than follow. What the hell big can follow?
You see, another thing, Mr. President, we have the great incentive to speed up the Berlin negotiations unless we know there's going to be a summit.
No.
And the way the things are going now, they're going to pocket it all, and we've lost our pressure. If they refuse a summit, there's no earthly reason why they should refuse a summit.
No, we've agreed to settle salt, at least on an interim basis.
helpful to them on Berlin.
And we're now looking at economic packages.
We are giving them economic
packages. I simply tell them, look, the economic thing should be announced at the summit. And to do that.
And I think what I could tell them, Mr. President, if you agree, they are fairly soon after the first of June, down the board of this, they're not looking to be holding around for the investment has to make a schedule. They'll be delighted to come to Moscow if you can't do it in September, but has to be very good. It worked with Galt. I gave him 48 hours to answer, and he came back in 24.
Now we're in a position to move on these other things, and if it's time to do it, now, but we've got to know.
And if they refuse, we just start dragging our feet on some other.
And we'll just say we'll have to postpone it indefinitely. Don't you say rather than spring?
Yeah.
Why the hell do we want to do it in spring?
I just say we'll postpone that.
We'll just have to
forget about it and raise it.
Let's just forget about it. As far as this year is concerned.
And then you see, then we have. That's what I mean. And then we have all the cards in our hands. We will know yes or no from them. And that we'll have the Chinese answer.
Yeah.
I think it's a better way of playing it. And then we'll see you against, and then they won't scream so much.
Well, I thought of me to push them on that. The only thing that worries me a little about it is that it appears as if we're begging for the goddamn summit. I would think they'd want it too.
They want it, Mr. President. They are just playing a cute game. They're trying to get everything and pocket it and have us at the maximum bargaining disadvantage. I think this way, if we keep giving them economic aid, if we keep delivering on good.
Gleason's all we're going to get right now.
Gleason and the computer.
Yes.
The computer you had already approved. I'm just showing that. That's independent. That's the British. You approved that with Heath. When Heath was there.
All right.
But then, Mr. President, we have a chance of giving them some more economic aid. While if we don't do it, our refusal to give them economic things will be bad later to you.
My view is that if you're going to do this, I'd do it in a week then.
Well, it's the 20th. That's about right.
In other words, around the 1st of June.
The 2nd,
3rd of June.
That's right.
Which is basically right after Memorial Day.
That's right.
Tuesday or Wednesday of next week.
Exactly.
Yeah, week.
Exactly.
All right, well, I'm... on the Q thing, I must say, I have mixed emotions. I'm inclined to think that it would mean more than we gathered or into contact. But what the hell? It's been discounted. The press may discount. That's the whole problem.
See, the press and the TV people may discount.
They just kill you.
And then Harriman will be on every national network saying,
so
this is a way of backing Q. And we've got nothing to top him. We get these other cards in our hands.
Well, if you could come with this, and if when you went to see you, you had this plus an offer, the deadline.
That's what I mean. At least we
you know, it's awfully damn hard for those that have been talking deadline to be against ceasefire, isn't it?
Absolutely.
They don't say ceasefire yet.
Well, I thought
but on the other hand, how in the hell can you set a deadline and not say ceasefire, because otherwise you jeopardize your remaining forces as they become less and more and more vulnerable.
Well, I saw Santini today, Mr. President. He was in town.
Oh.
And he says that just to do it for prisoners is too little.
Oh, hell, yes.
And he mentioned, in fact, I didn't tell him it was acceptable, exactly the package we've developed, and he thinks that the North Vietnamese will accept it. But he could be wrong. I'm not nearly so optimistic. But if they reject it, we can make it public.
But you have him go back, and it could be a very good cover for you. See something.
Exactly.
Can he be back in Paris?
He is back. He's left the time.
That's very good. You can so you can always see
him.
Right.
See what I mean? That's
right.
Well, I will hold off with you until tomorrow.
No. I have no... if he has to know.
No, we can wait for
I have no strong feeling about the damn thing. Let me put it this way. Does Bill Rogers feel we should not have it too?
That's right.
Because he doesn't think that means it.
That's right.
But he realizes we got to have a meeting.
I have explained to him that we promised it.
Yeah. Promised it at an earlier time.
He has no ill feeling about the process.
He has no objection to going there, to having a meeting.
No.
Just doesn't want to have it now.
Exactly. And on this issue alone.
Did he suggest being prepared to make some sort of a peace offer at the time?
No, because he doesn't know about the peace
offer. No, that's right. Open up one. Don't open it to Laird, though, for Christ's sake. Tell him again.
I don't think we need to say any more to Rogers except that he's secured until the end of the month.
Yeah. When does he go to Europe?
Next Tuesday.
Oh, he goes up. Well, under the circumstances, I think the best thing is to do is to the last part of the year.
Right.
But just do it. Do it better done now.
Right.
He feels okay.
Right. I'll do it.
All right. June 20th.
I'll check a date with Haldeman tomorrow morning. I think we ought to have an alternative date available.
Yeah.
I'll check a date and then I'll send a message.
Do it. Take a crack at it. Well, anyway, nothing else is new. Eventually going to get understood by people.
Oh, well, I think it's understood now. I can assure you, Mr. President, I saw.
I think by all intelligent people, yeah. I mean, people know anything about it.
Well, the people who don't know anything about it think we've achieved something which they don't understand.
Something new, huh?
And the people who do draft is ecstatic. The whole press is very positive. Branton had a very positive article about you in the London Sunday Times. Doesn't mean a hell of a lot in terms of circulation.
Well,
but I think it has had a very good response.
Well, it's kind of like the China thing, you know, sort of the same positive response.
But then everyone is saying again that in foreign policy you know exactly what you're doing, you're putting it all together.
Except on Vietnam.
Well, but we'll...
That really is the problem, because of the fact that our enemies, the press, and of course, people like Reaver and the rest keep hacking away. Carry a burden there that people, we just have to make a sale that nobody will buy.
Yeah.
Except in Alabama, they'll all buy it. They will have big signs up, win the war.
Mr. President, I think the people will buy it, and I think it will pay off.
Vietnam? Oh, after it's done, I agree.
And I think you know, the way these questions are asked.
Yeah, the polls are pretty well.
Meaningless.
If they have some effect. But the hell. Well, fine. Go right ahead, Henry, and